Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat,
do not turn down.
They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone, call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
What's happening? What's happening, world? Coming to you live from National College Studios. It's DJ Slab along with
DJ Bird,
and you're on the air with Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab. Man, I just gotta start the show off. This, for me, you know, this show is dedicated to my uncle William Blackford, aka Bubba, Uncle Bubba to me, Bubba to the community of Keene, where I'm from, Keene, Kentucky. Stand up, represent Little Africa. And so you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna send all my condolences to the Blackfords, the Blades, Higgins, and everybody in the community of Keene that's loved this man. And this man was 90 years old, and he touched a lot of people. And, you know, not to shed light on he was a bootlegger, you know what I'm saying? He got his money. Like, he was the very first hustler, the realest hustler I've seen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sunday evenings or Sunday afternoons, period, would be jam packed during the 80s and 90s for me. So, you know what I'm saying? And he's only very few people that I knew that was actually paying the police off.
I'm at Frank Lucas.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So he was doing his thing, and I'll forever love him. And when I told him I was going back to school and pursue my career in radio television broadcasting, he gave me nothing but support. And I guess till the last time I talked to him, he asked me how I'm doing in school. He said, man, keep it up. Don't ever give up on your dreams. And, hey, I appreciate that, Unc. So,
yeah,
it's for you, Unc. All right, moment of silence.
All right. Uncle Bubba.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all hear me, and I hope next week, you know, if you know, I don't know when the funeral arrangement is going to be, so I hope next week I can make it to the show. But if not, y'all know where I'm at. So anybody out there just want to call us at 347-934-0579. You know what I'm saying, my man?
Hit us up, Paulettos, man.
Yeah, so, you know. And first off, we got to talk about we're in the Final Four. All right, great game. You know what I'm saying? I always give up. And my uncle, he was a fan of the Cats.
Yeah, he was a fan of the Cats.
Yeah.
y'all ain't lost all season, so y'all gonna go out in the tournament. Man, y'all don't want to see us go 40-0. Plus, the Cats said they want us to stop using that phrase 40-0, man, because they don't,
yeah.
They're predicting it too soon, man. They got two games left, man. They want to play them back, play them back game. So,
right.
You know, if you're out there listening, stop using that phrase, man. Pass it along, man. They don't like it. Because, you know, they said it's sort of kind of like bad luck.
Right. I understand. I understand that. So, you know what I'm saying? Since we're giving a shout out to the Cats, catch the game at 8:45 Saturday against Wisconsin Badgers. Okay. So.
Yeah, man. They don't want us.
They don't want us. All right. So I ain't gonna even go talk math to y'all. Okay. Y'all already know what the deal is. You know, we had a scare. Now I ain't gonna lie about that. Because Notre Dame gave us the business.
Yeah, I knew the Cats was going to pull it
out.
Yeah,
I knew they was going to pull it out, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the Cats, yeah, they going to get it together. Don't worry. All right, hey, you know, had to get that in motion. Talked about it. Oh, ladies, come on in. Come on in. Y'all want to come on in? Shoot. What? Well, 5 minutes ago, we wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all was just making the video. Oh, well, ladies. Yeah. Yeah. And we seen y'all pull it back, pull a rim. But anyway, Yeah. But we got a special guest, JBK. They came in the building. Yes, you know, they stopped by, promote their video. What video y'all doing? Oh, let's chill. Okay, y'all done heard it once, twice, three times, a lady up in this piece. So they going to talk about it. Go ahead, lady.
Yes, we just got finished doing the video. Tell your name first. I'm Bree Bowes, the rapper, JBK.
Okay.
Man, I'm single, if you out there.
Oh, Lord, she don't put it out there like she's single,
but
ready to mingle.
I'm always ready to mingle.
Ready to mingle, girl.
Always.
Ready.
But, yeah, you know, we just got done doing this video. Let's chill. 21 and Up coming out June 21st. Cop that, please.
Yes, go get it.
Let's see. We got anything coming up, Juicy Jenny? We going to Atlanta for a show.
Okay.
For a showcase to an audition. We ask you to pray for us as we get on the road and drive all the way to Atlanta and drive back. Follow us on Instagram, _ JBK, _ That's 3 with JBK, 3. Like us on Facebook. Be the 200th person to like us on Facebook and win a $20 gas card. And y'all know how gas is going up and down. So
right.
You know how you need that gas card. Don't be trying to act all bougie and uptight and everything. Get that gas card. Be the 200th person. Go on JBK Facebook. Come on. Look us out. Thank you.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, ladies. You know. They always a guest on Back Talk 14, you know what I'm saying? And I wish y'all much success, ladies. You know.
Thank you.
Y'all going to do, you know, y'all doing y'all thizzles. So thank you for stopping by, ladies. And we will hit y'all up. All right. All right, ladies. See y'all later. If y'all can only see JBK. Ow. Video. That got me off topic, brother. All these ladies coming in here. Yes, that's what we trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Pharrell for receiving 2015 Fashion Icon Award with that old stupid ass hat. I ain't gonna knock him. But the Council of Fashion Designers of America announced that Pharrell Williams will be honored with the Fashion Icon Award at the 2015 CFDA Fashion Awards. Each year, the CFDA awards an individual whose styles have made a significant impact on popular culture on an international stage. So with him wearing that dumb hat, got him fashion icon of the year. I'm sorry, Pharrell. You know, do what you do. I guess that's his style. Yeah, I still do, but it's yeah.
Everybody
got
their own style. They do.
Got
the little Neptunes, or, you know,
right. Well, you know, teach his own because somebody might think I'm corny. But anyway, yeah. So, congratulations for real. Anyway, I'm just over here messing with you. I gotta say something about that. Yeah, what you got going on, man?
The Bengals played a prank on the Browns this year. Yeah, man. They told them, they announced that they was going to be changing their uniforms. And then they had, like, 3 different logos of it. They had the team stripe with the B logo on the side by side. With the years 2014 and 2015 on it. That was one of them. I mean, they got like 2 other ones on here, you know. So.
Okay. So,
prank on them and everything, so, you know.
Yeah.
The rivalries and everything in the game. Make it even better for them.
Yeah, they. Yeah, it's an April Fool's Day, you know.
Everybody's getting on the prank.
Oh, yeah, but that's funny, though, you know.
It's April Fool's, man. We should call somebody right quick and prank them. April Fool's. Ask him who's the baddest radio station, you know.
Yeah, we should have set it up on the real. We should have set that up.
We might have something for you next week.
Right. So, you heard about old Jay-Z, the Jigga Man, launches Today Our Music Service, streaming service. Excuse me. They got, it's, I guess, you know, it was close to 1 year ago when it was announced that Apple purchased the Dr. Dre and Jimmy Love and Known Beats Electronics and Beats Music, okay, for over $3 billion. Well, Jay-Z music subscription service is basically like, excuse me, I just forgot about it. I went blank. Yeah, we'll come back to it, but yeah. So, he bought this service with big names like Alicia Keys, Beyonce, Kanye, Madonna, and so on and so on. And, you know, I guess this service, I don't know if it's going to take away from other streaming service, but the service is selling for $9 a month. So people don't want to stream and pay for the streaming. So I guess she's trying to do it as an artist. But some people say it's going to be a bad idea. I don't know. I haven't seen Jay, you know, I'm not a fan of Jay-Z, but I haven't seen him fail at too many things.
Man.
So
usually everything, you know, he sets his mind on doing and putting his hands on, he gets accomplished.
Right. You know, I can respect him, but I don't, yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah, LeBron, man. LeBron got his Miami home up for sale. He's been trying to sell it. He had it at 17. He had reduced it to $15 million. Now, it's a 12,178 square feet home, 6 bedrooms, 8.5 bedrooms. It says James, once he left for the Cavs and started the season there, he said he left behind a compound that overlooks the Bay Area with a wine cellar, infinity pool, and concrete dock suitable for 2 60-foot yachts.
Mm.
That's some money right there.
Mm.
You got 2 yachts on your lot?
Mm. Big.
And you selling this motherfucker? $15 million.
Hey, shout out to
that's money, guys.
Brian, you know, that's great. But the man, your boy, the game always in altercations. You know, I'm surprised the game ain't got shot yet. But anyway, the game, it was accused of punching a player during a basketball game. He was accused of punching another player during a pro all basketball game in Hollywood Sunday, March 29th. Game was playing in a pro-AM game Sunday at the Hollywood High School when he got into a heated argument with another player. TMZ reports in an article published today where Game was told Game threatened to kill the guy, punched him in the face, and took off. Game is always into something, boy. What are you doing, Game?
Game's crazy, man.
Yeah. All right, brother. I know you. Shit. Oh, Game. So, I guess the police are investigating the incident as a battery. So, you know, his real name is Jason Taylor was reportedly participating with his team, La Familia, in the JBL National Pro AM Basketball League. The game explains in a social media post that he will no longer play in the Drew League. So I guess apparently he has gotten banned from the league also. You know, come on, gang.
Of course you know what's going to happen that way. Get into a fight, they usually kick you out, man, till you don't come back.
Right.
People ain't got time to be putting up with that stuff, man.
Nah, man, when you trying to hoop, just a hoop, you know. Shoot, game, dog, you making too much money to be fighting somebody in a basketball game, brother.
Man.
Okay. Shit, get your act together.
You one of the nicest rappers.
Yes, game, very man. Talented. You know, I understand you don't.
Making CDs, man, instead of out here trying, you know. Fight and make enemies.
Right. That's all I'm saying, game. If you listen to whoever's listening, please, please. When you end up, you a celebrity. You ain't no need to be fighting and stuff. Shoot. You ain't less than a punk if you just walk away sometimes.
Plus, man, and then you hit. Then you probably bought your albums.
Right. Come on, man. Yeah, shoot. Most likely. Hey, that's. You know, some people just don't realize, you know, you got it good, game, so don't mess it up, brother. All right? So, again, you know, anybody want to give us a shout, 347-934-0579. And, hey, things going today, boy, I hope it gets better. Shoot. So, everybody, you know. Think of those who's here, you know. Spend time with your family. The elders, you know, get plenty of wisdom from the elders. Because, shoot, the way we going, it's just terrible. The way we going, I see, you know, a lot of misguided people in the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, sorry I had to get to analytical and drop some knowledge on y'all, but it had to be said from DJ Slab. So, hey, anybody want to comment, give us a shout.
What we're talking about, LeBron with his home, they got a problem with LeBron calling the plays. Well, the coach don't have a problem with it. Just I guess everybody else has a problem with seeing LeBron's coaching, run, you know, calling out the plays and ain't letting, you know, Black do his job.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, like, it's just like a point guard. If you gonna label him as a point guard, one of your guards. Then you gotta expect that from a guard. A guard, you know, he's out there, he's running the floor, he sees the floor, he sees the transition, he sees what, you know, what plays should be called and all that for better his team. So, you know, that's all LeBron's doing. I mean, he's always done it. You know, everywhere he went, everywhere he's been.
Right.
You know, he's an unselfish player. So, you know he gets his team involved.
Well, yeah, you know, I feel him, but, you know, sometimes, hey, he don't pull it out like he should at the end.
Yeah, man, with them missing.
Yeah, man, yeah.
It ain't him.
Yeah, but man.
I'm going to tell you this, still a killer.
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
Yes.
He'll give you buckets whenever you want them. So, I'll let your boy.
Right. And so, you know what I'm saying? that's real stuff.
Yeah, but David Black, though, he said it ain't nothing like that. He said, you know, he gives him freedom from time to time. He's just in the heat of the moment.
Right.
He just yell out a play. I mean, you know, it happens.
It happens, yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's traits of a leader.
Yeah, sure is. And plus, look, he stays out to practice at least like 30 minutes to an hour sometimes, you know, just going over plays with the assistant coaches, trying to, you know, get their sets together because they, you know, they got the game plan.
Yeah.
They run their sets and stuff. So, I mean, with them, you know, going over with the coaches and getting the sets right because, I mean, he's out there. He sees the floor. He you know, He's good with getting the ball to the people who needs to have the ball. I mean, how can you tell the man no? He said, but at the end of the day, you know, it's their decision to, you know, go with it or not. He said, so it's not really me calling. They calling the shots. It's best to have different sides of view of the game. I mean, and it's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
Man, about the man, man. Y'all been giving this man trouble ever since he came to the league.
Well, you know, they did the same thing about Jordan, so it'll.
Man, they didn't really do Jordan like that, man.
Yeah, they beat Jordan up. They beat him up.
Yeah, of course they was getting him until he got tougher.
Mm-hmm. He had to, like Bron.
Yeah, that's why he gives them him. I mean, they think he's some kind dummy. I mean, he's very intelligent. I mean,
so. Mm-mm. And you know, on a serious note, once again, brother Mumia Abu-Jamal has been in the hospital. In a Pennsylvania penitentiary hospital, well, convicted cop killer Mumia Abu-Jamal has been in Pennsylvania penitentiary hospital since yesterday, well, the 30th of March, due to a diabetic coma in which the prison is not letting his family visit him in his moment of weakness. And so, I want to give a shout out to all the political prisoners and the freedom fighters, especially for this man, because, you know what I'm saying, I've been following this man since I've been 18 years old. He's been in the penitentiary since 1983. He was scheduled for death, but they sentenced him to life in prison. So, you know, there's been evidence that he actually didn't kill these cops, and he's part of the mood movement, so if you know, want to get a little history about there, catch up on it. And, you know what I'm saying, I hope you get better, Brother Mumia, because this brother got a story to tell. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, who he is. And so I hope anybody that's listening, especially his family, because for one thing, he was a DJ like we are. So, as a fellow DJ, I still respect him. He hosted a show. He hosted a DJ radio show on the internet from the prison, live from death row.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? This is real. They shut him down. They made correction, like these laws they had in Pennsylvania has been due to him. You know what I'm saying? Because prisoners in Pennsylvania can't even get family visits because of him. They're trying to shut him up any way possible because they know they convicted a wrongfully accused man, an innocent man that was defending his brother. I think somebody else killed him, another cop. So, people, please, please pray for our brother. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mumia. Get well soon, brother.
You know,
I hope everything works out well. Got family coming in. Get to see my both my nieces, my little lady Jamila, aka Jam Baby, and Amira, Miss AM as I call her. You know what I'm saying? She's the newborn, so she's been here for a month. So, you know, she's going to finally get to see her Kentucky people. And shout outs to my sister and her husband, Scarlett Situaya, you know. Thank y'all for coming through. And hey, it's pretty much what I got going on this weekend. What you got going on, man?
Well, I don't know, man. You know me, man, I go with the day. I go with the flow, man. I usually don't make plans, man, because when you make plans, man, then you can't do it because something comes up, you know. It's always a bummer.
That's true, brother. That's true. Always a bummer. Something always get a monkey wrench in the plans.
Yeah, man. You know, so I pray. Most definitely, man. Saturday, man, I'll be watching them cats. So, you know, you ain't got to worry about that. No. I'll be one.
I'm super hype. Super hype. Watching the
Cats. Yes. Wearing my UK gear. We made it to the Final Four. Watch, tune in, watch the game. Watch your boys do their thing. It's what we do. And, like I said, man, I'll repeat it again, man. They don't like when you say the 40-0, putting that stuff up. They said, man, you know, they feel like it's jinxing them. They don't like it. So, you know, if you know some people doing it or whatever,
right,
let them know.
Don't say 40-0. Yeah,
man.
I tell them quick. Really, hey, anybody can beat us now. I ain't gonna say we 40-0. I say I hope we make it. I hope we make it 40-0. You know, but hey, anything can happen now. They can have one bad night.
These last three contenders, though, is you know, in the rankings. So, you know, you can't count them out.
No, it's been a dog fight.
It's UK, Wisconsin, Duke, Michigan State.
Yes.
That is your Final Four right there. So, everybody, tune in Saturday.
Me, personally, I think it's going to be in the championship game, Kentucky and Duke.
Yeah, it would be right, man, because, look, everybody been talking about it, though, the Kentucky and Duke, the rematch of the century.
Come on now.
People still hate Christian Laettner for that.
I still hate Christian Laettner for it.
Hey, man, you seen the commercial, though?
Yeah.
Him in there with Shaq and
Come on, talk about nets he done cut down.
Yeah, talking about how I cut down these nets.
Yeah, this net I cut down last championship.
Yeah.
For sure. Sound bad for a little skinny girl.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see.
Look, shout out. I don't know if y'all been out there yet, but I'm gonna shout him out again. To y'all, call in and let me know. Winburn Cafe at Winburn, right next to the second store. Right before you get to the school, see the little cafe. Go in there and eat. It's good food. After you do it, man, call in. Let me know what y'all think about it.
Right.
I mean, it's some good food, man. Right. I ate there before.
Hey, man.
You know me, I'm a brother that likes to eat.
Come on. I've been meaning to stop by there, and you know what I'm saying? I even going to give him a shout out to my boy, Chancellor Robson at Chance Hot Dog Stand in Nicholsville, Kentucky. Gourmet hot dogs, pork, beef, chicken, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? My partner just told me he had a hot dog named after him from his old rap name, Double XL1. So I said, oh, hell no. I got to go down there just to see that hot dog. Double XL1. What? So shout out to Chancellor and shout out to all the black entrepreneurs that's trying to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? All of us, we trying to make a difference. We trying to get, you know.
I mean, shout out to everybody who's trying to make a difference.
Yeah, yeah, man. Sure.
You know.
Don't give up on nothing you try to see in yourself. If it ain't in the betterment of yourself, don't do it. Okay, party people out there, listen to DJ Slab. Don't do it. You know, I hate to hear all these people humble. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person, but I'm more a spiritual person than if you put it on that facade that you're, you know, high and mighty of, you know, all this and that, you know, so miss me with that, you know. Stop looking down at other people, please. Everybody, you know. It's DJ Slab. I'm coming to you live. You know, I'm just highly disgusted with a lot of things in my life. But still,
yeah.
I might be just venting on the show. So anybody out there, you know, listening, please love you yourself first and foremost. And love others, too. And treat them like you want to be treated. Because at the end, you only going to hurt yourself if you don't show no love like others want you to show them love.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. If you don't, if people don't want, you know, invest their time in, you know, to what you're doing, they don't want the best for you.
No, So in that world, peace, love, and happiness.
Yeah.